Greetings, and also salutations. It has been a year. It has been a really, really, really bad year. I don't know how to start this. I have been putting off releasing this episode for so many reasons. There's not really a good place to start. If you guys want, go ahead and just skip past this. This is going to be a lot of rambling and a lot of me trying to justify how bad of a year it has been. Because it has been a year. It's been a year since I uploaded. It has been nonstop the entire year. If you guys follow me on Twitter, you probably saw this. I got a new job. I like the job, but it's a lot of hours. We're talking like 60-hour weeks pretty commonly. I like the job. I like the office. I like the people I work with. I love the pay. The hours are a bit much. On top of that, I got really, really, really depressed. And I usually get seasonal depression in the winter, but I've never had it happen like this where it was that debilitating. I had it an episode like that once in college, but it was maybe a month. It wasn't like this where I actually started seeing a therapist and getting help. I know that's a little personal. That's not really anyone's business but my own. But again, I want to share it with you guys because there's a reason it's been 12 months since you've heard from us. Unless you're a patron, in which case you got this episode months ago, mostly, but with no music and a bunch of parts missing. So the long and short of it is, we haven't played. We've tried a lot. We have the first half of episode 3 recorded 3 times. We play it, and it gets too late at night, so we have to call it off. And then we don't see each other for 3 or 4 months. Then we play it again, and we think, we're going to get through it all tonight. And stuff falls apart, and either we need to call it off due to mental health reasons, not for myself, but you know, we're all adults in our 30s who just got through COVID. We've all got some mental health going on, you know? So yeah, we have, like, this is it. This is the last episode that we've actually sat down and recorded. We're trying so hard to get more of this recorded. We love this story, and we love our patrons, and we love all of our fans, and we know that there are a lot of you. Week after week, I know that when we were posting regularly, there was 300 or 400 people who were regular listeners of ours. And I thank you guys so dearly, because this is a dumb little fan fiction I wrote, you know, right before the pandemic hit. And then when the pandemic hit, we had time to play it, and we had, you know, a D&D crew that we'd just finished up a cyberpunk game, and we wanted something new, and this is what it was. And the acceptance from the other D&D podcast, not D&D, but other Gundam podcasts has been great. And, you know, getting to talk to every one of these other podcasters has been fantastic. Fetty Scum has been nothing but great to us. Zach and Adam and all those guys have been fantastic. Gordon from Gundam Sentinel, fantastic. He's been really nice to us. He's brought us into like different Discords. He tried to get a podcasters guild going with all of us. The thing is, every one of these Gundam podcasts has been, like, even Tom and Nina from Mobile Suit Breakdown, they've been so warm and welcoming to our little dumb group of friends. Not to mention the hundreds of people on Tumblr and Twitter and now Blue Skies and Threads. You know, you guys have been fantastic to us, so I thank you dearly. And I apologize so profusely that it has been 12 months of radio silence, unless you follow my dumbass on Twitter. At which point, it's just been me screaming into the void about nothing most of the time. Just something to get my mind off of anything, and I'm trying to quit using Twitter or anything like that. Maybe at all, because it's clearly bad for my mental health. How do I even explain all of this? Like when we started playing, aside from Chandra, we all worked together. Me, Joey, Chase, and Terry all worked at a software company together, doing tech support and training, and it was a tax software company, and I'm not going to get into specifics, because again, same reason I don't give my last name, it's a doxing thing. But we all worked together, and especially as the pandemic hit, we were all working from home together. So aligning our schedules was so easy. And at one point, Chase left fairly early on to go work for a completely different line of business. But it was still pretty easy. We could arrange one night a week to go over to someone's house and play some game. In the last couple of years, because now I'm realizing we've been playing this game for almost 3 years now, if not 3 years, none of us work together. And like we've completely unaligned any sort of scheduling we can do. You know? So like there's a lot of nights that like we're like, hey, it's Wednesday night. You guys want to come over and play Gundam? And we can't. Somebody works. Somebody's got something going on. Not even to mention, like huge spats of time to where I was completely unable to even think about spending time with friends because I was debilitated. Like I physically couldn't do it. Like, I would look at the messages on my phone and just, I would not be able to answer because I was that depressed. And Chandra's had similar issues, and Joey's had similar issues, and Chase and Terry haven't had, depression or any, well, not to the same extent, of course. I mean, it's the 2020s, we all got depression. And I'm not belittling that, it's genuinely, I think, like, we're all a little messed up from what all's been going on. But, I mean, we've even had, different family members pass away in the 12 months that we've been out. Because it just felt like every week the dice were coming up wrong. It was, we can't play this week, I'm not feeling up to it. We can't play this week, I've got stuff going on at work, I need to work overtime. We can't play this week, we have a funeral to attend. We can't play this week, we're going to be out of town. We can't play this week. Every week. Every single week. And we're trying. And it's genuinely so frustrating because we are trying. Every week we are trying to work something out, trying to get something together. About 3 months ago, we opened a Discord specifically so we could try and play remotely. And that hasn't worked out either because every night that we think we're going to be up to it, again, I can't do it. I'm exhausted from work. I'm tired. And that's not me saying me. That's any one of us has said that. Every one of us has said that. At least once. But we've got a plan. We've got some ideas on how we can make this work. Because again, we want to finish 0083. We want to do Zeta. Chandra wants to play... Chandra has so many ideas for playing Camille. Because they're going to play Camille and Zeta Gundam along with playing Terra. We've got these whole ideas about, like, you know, two rotating parties. Because there's, you know, a couple times when we couldn't get the whole group together, Chase would just run a little one-shot with just some characters. And we recorded those and we've talked about maybe releasing them, but they're rough. And they'd be hard to cut around. And who knows, maybe that'll go up on Patreon at some point, but I want to apologize so dearly, so incredibly dearly, because again, I know our podcast is probably not going to recover from this big of a hiatus. I know when I look at the number of people who listen to this episode, it's not going to be 500. It's going to be 200, 300, something like that. I know all 500 of the people who are our regulars are not going to come back. And it's none of our faults. It's life. It's us being in our 30s and the world being on fire and mental health care in this country being a joke. And I'm saying that as somebody who has a bachelor's degree in psychology and was trying to pursue a career in that. Like, I even had, you know, I took my GREs and I was going to go to master's school, and there's a thousand different reasons why I didn't go. The long and short of it, the too long didn't read answer is I had an internship at a boys' home and it went really south, really, really south. And it soured me to the entire industry. There was a lot to it. But regardless, mental health care in this country is a joke. And every single one of us is just trying to fucking get through day to day. And I'm sure everyone listening to this is too. But I think that's enough. I'm going to try and get the next episode out as fast as I can. I have part one of episode three all cut up and ready to go, and it even has music added to it. We just have to record the second half, the second 2 or 3 hour chunk of the episode. When that'll happen, I would love to tell you it'd be this week. I'd love to tell you it'd be this weekend. I would love to promise that it wouldn't be 6 months from now. But I am trying to be more honest. I am trying to not lie. I am trying to tell the whole truth even when I don't like it. And the whole truth is, it's September. We're moving into winter. There is a high likelihood that I'm going to get debilitatingly depressed again. And if it happens again, I'm going to get medicated. I'm not going to deal with this again. Therapy was really helpful, but I don't want to spend another winter having issues getting out of bed. I don't think anybody needs to go through that. But the reason I'm bringing that up is I want to tell you that we're going to release episode 3 next week, and we're going to get back on a regular posting schedule. But I can't, and it would be dishonest of me to say that. So what I will say is, I'm very proud of episode 2. The part that we recorded of episode 3, I'm incredibly proud of. If God forbid we don't have part 2 recorded by December, I'm just going to release episode 3, part 1, at the beginning of December, just so you guys have something, and I don't have to look at Buzzsprout saying that I've only posted one video in a 12-month span, even though I'm paying for it every single month. Guys, if you listen to all this, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the episode. I really enjoy making it. I really enjoyed making this episode, and I enjoy making this podcast. I love talking with you guys on Twitter and Tumblr and Blue Sky and Threads, because you guys made even the worst parts of this depression worth getting through, because it was cool knowing that people like this dumb game I play with my friends. And you guys were so welcoming to all of us and so caring and nice. I'm rambling again. I need to stop that. Without further ado, episode 2 of season 2, Mobile Suit Gundam Redux, begins.
We see Bascom and Viper sitting in a large library at the Federation base in Peru. They are seated on either end of a chessboard.
Viper, what is the point of a game like this, really?
He leans forward, his tone matter-of-fact.
It's about protecting your king. Every move we make, every piece we play, it's to keep the king safe. The pawns, the rooks, the knights, they fight their little battles, thinking it's about them. The knight, he takes the rook, a pawn facing another pawn, but it all adds up. The king has to make it through. I have discussed this with Admiral Hyman. We have a plan to deal with this United Free People's Union. It's going to need you and your old friends from G-Team. Now, I can't lay it all out for you. Clearances, all that. But, Anaheim Electronics and Zimad, they are neck deep, competing to design the new mobile suits for the Federation. We are going to swipe a few of them. Once we have them, if we play our cards right, if we play our pieces right, Viper, we're going to put a stop to the tension between the Earth and the Free People's Union.
He moves his queen with careful precision. And here's the best part, Viper. We'll dissolve the Free People's Union. We'll wipe out all remaining Xeon forces in one go. One go. All clean. No need for a formal declaration of war. He leans back, locking eyes with Viper, his gaze sharp, his tone crisp. Minimal bloodshed, maximum results, if we play our pieces right. What do you say, Viper?
Welcome to Season 2 of Mobile Suit Gundam Redux, a Dungeons & Dragons 5e live play podcast about a universal century that could have been. I'll be your host, Brian. Join me and the rest of our crew as we explore what could have happened had the original pilots of the Gundam, Gun Cannon, and Gun Tank not died minutes into Episode 1 of Mobile Suit Gundam.
Presume to tell Viper what he feels good and not great about. He did just kill an entire hangar full of people, and then got shitty with the lady that was mad about it.
So we then have to you guys aboard the Albion.
Okay.
Yeah, it's recording.
Some things weren't plugged in, so I plugged them in and just made sure they were like loose.
So aboard the ship.
I loose as Terry's jammies.
Is that a good mental image for you?
No.
Okay.
aboard the ship, now that you guys are all on board and the Albion is starting to take off after they've loaded it at the Torrington base, which is where all this took place at.
I'm still waiting for Ko to make an appearance as just some guy cleaning the floors.
You are introduced to the ship's crew.
Oh, fuck
yeah. You have Captain Synapse. He is an older man with darkly tanned skin. He's, you know, the classic character from the TV show. He's sort of quiet, conservative. He's
Yo, It's the first black guy in your series that you made. It took a whole damn season. Need more representation.
Communications officer, Finch Sequoia. A young woman no older than 20 or 22 with dyed green hair. And their first officer, Lieutenant Bright Mella. There are also four pilots aboard. You have Lieutenant Junior Grade.
I have a request.
Yes?
Bright needs to slap somebody at some point. He doesn't have to be one of the characters, one of our characters. We just need to see him slide into a room and just, and smack the shit out of somebody.
Or somebody slap Bright.
Do both.
We also have four pilots aboard the ship. We have Lieutenant Junior Grade, Michael Bulldog Jacobs. He seems calm, but he also looks like the kind of person you wouldn't want to mess with. We also have Lieutenant Junior Grade, Setsuna Summers. He's younger and seems at least more approachable than his counterpart. There's also Lieutenant Junior Grade, Ko Uraki. He's a bit older looking than Setsuna, and he doesn't seem to be paying any attention to you guys. So he appears to just be flipping through the notes of the new prototype mobile suits quite diligently.
Fucking nerd.
Lastly is Lieutenant Junior Grade Chuck Keith, who's mostly just been eyeballing Nina Purpleton since you all stepped on the bridge.
That means he's not looking at the Amazon ship, which means I can go talk to her. Hey, look, if I had to pick somebody on Federation side from that series, it's gonna be the tall woman. I mean, sure. I'm gonna buy Terry a Dimitrescu pillow. It's gonna be great.
Oh God! It will stay in the closet and never get used.
Well, it'll stay in the closet because it can't fit anywhere else in your house.
I'll buy you a life
size. It's like 9 feet tall.
And I know it exists because I was watching Markiplier play through that game, and then he says, "Look what Amy bought me," and then backs away from the camera and pulls up a life size Dimitrescu pillow. And then, just a couple months ago, she bought him a mouse pad that is Dimitrescu's face, and then her boobs as a wrist.
At least the mouse pad that I have like that is wholesome as fuck.
No, it's not.
Yes.
There's tits.
I have a that's gonna make it so much more. I'll link it later.
It's not wholesome, is it?
It is.
He's the guy that says it's wholesome and then you watch
one where it's little Mac from Punch Out and there's boxing gloves.
See, that's funny. But Terry says wholesome and I just think of the chick that turns into a car and drinks gasoline. And it's just her with tits. And I'm like, fuck.
Doesn't she go like, wee, wee, wee? Just drinking gasoline.
I can say at least she drank it and didn't like insert it somewhere else and pour it.
Okay, Synapse kind of motions towards like, these are the pilots we have who are ready to go who weren't injured. We have enough suits in reserve to outfit each of them. They should be some help in case you get into the thick of it, but they've only been through simulation training. None of them have actually gone toe-to-toe.
Just like the simulations.
Aboard the ship, in addition to your four mobile suits, there are two Zamod gun cannons, a heavily modified Jim, and a Jim Sniper Mark II. Next, Nina sort of, as you're all on the bridge, Nina sort of starts inquiring how we're planning to take out these Zamod suits.
This will be a baller Pokemon. I'm sorry.
I know we already had a bit of this conversation last time, explosion. So I can go ahead and grab some of the audio from it.
The water fire type.
I can grab some of the audio from it and kind of splice it in here.
Actually, Brian, you can't do that. That episode is gone. It's not on any of the computers you own. It's not on Google Drive. It's not in Dropbox. It is gone. So you can't get audio from it, unfortunately. They basically just discussed some ideas and made a bunch of jokes. We figured out as the episode goes on what they were wanting to discuss, and Chase sort of explains it more or less. Sorry. It turns out when you take a year to just be incredibly depressed, sometimes you misplace audio files and flash drives. So, back to it!
But Nina is really just like, you know, the whole discussion about, like, how are we going to take care of these Zaman suits? You have to be careful with my mobile suits, because if not, we don't have spare parts. That whole thing.
If I remember correctly, me and Terry suggested we backorder some parts and have them ready.
Yeah,
because we wanted, fully do not expect to take care
of
these suits.
You wanted to have parts ready aboard the Levion Rose or on the moon waiting for you. Okay, there was a mention that one of the hangars has significant radiation exposure.
Yeah. You know, dead bodies.
Yeah. Those have been cleaned out. But
I'm going there with a black light.
You also you also discussed with Synapse sort of how the fuck he let nuclear fissile material on board his ship and didn't notice. And he sort of just explained, you know,
what the fuck, Terry?
I had no clue about that thumbnail.
What the fuck, Terry?
Yeah, what is this?
I know they're not boobs, but they look like it. I know
that's
they're not
cute,
boobs,
honestly.
But they look like it when I first looked at it.
I'll post that along with this episode in the notes, because it's a boob mouse pad, but it's just Pokemon and then two round Pokemon as where the boobs would be.
Yeah, not degenerate shit.
Yeah, it's
how come? Then how come you said when you explained it, you were going to be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't explain it?
Well,
because
he said,
I feel like explaining it would have made it worse. Yeah, if I had said Pokemon, that would have made it a lot worse.
Yeah, I would have jumped to you going after whatever the fuck the name of that psychic Pokemon from Gen 3 is, the one everyone wants to fuck.
Gardevoir?
Yeah.
And that's why I
didn't swear to God.
I was like, let me send it.
Back to it. Back
I had
back
something
to
it. Say,
it,
but I forgot what it was.
I'm sorry.
Plus, it wasn't relevant. All right.
All right. Then there was a whole thing about we were heading towards East Africa to try and catch up to the ship that took the mobile suits away. Sorry, I'm paraphrasing. It's been like, a month and a half since we played?
Yeah.
That part of East Africa was controlled by Zeon during the war, and due to the extreme Monomsky density, you can't really track the ship. However, following what you can see visually, and where you can track the cloud of Monomsky radiation, you do kind of make landfall again along the east coast. Let me go ahead and actually find a country that we're above.
Hey, Cove, go scout. Take the core fighter.
Take the core fighter.
Take the core fighter. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Before I fuck you.
Don't
fuck you sideways.
Whoa.
Oh, what's wrong?
Yeah, I had like a moment where I turned my head and I felt like the whole world shifted. So we're just over, like, northern Tanzania. Like, we're just breaching the coast.
Oh, the Tanzanians. They're good people. I don't know shit about them.
Fair.
Sorry.
As you come along the coast, let me see here. You see a troop of Dom along the coast itself. And they sort of aim up at the ship and start firing.
I jump out at them without the mobile suit. I just dive bomb them. Like, land on the camera.
They look like patch jobs based on what you can see from here. They look like they're salvaged suits just from the paint details. Some parts are brown, some parts are green, some parts are purple.
It's the Zaku Kingdom.
So you guys can scatter the other pilots if you would like. And we are going to go ahead and roll initiative and attack some.
Wait, what are we doing with the pilots?
You can scatter them. So they can take some of them. If this will let me pull
up. Or we can be selfish and say, y'all sit your bitch asses in your seats.
If that's something you guys want to do, you can do that. But it seems like
Nah, let's let them do some work. No freeloading.
They can do work. They can clean the gunk off my suit's foot when I put it through someone's cockpit.
Well, you've already bit slapped someone in space.
Yeah,
so.
Why not? Who,
so you're
whoever had to clean the ball hands after that. What's this? Viscera.
So you scattered them. Though.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, what's this? Do you really want to know?
There are 9 total Dom, but you guys are only going to have to fight 3 of them. So let's go ahead and roll initiative.
I'm going
to
fight 6 of them. They'll take care of the other 3.
Not bad.
Sheesh. All right, Janet, what'd you get?
Hmm. I thought you said June. I'm sorry.
So Chandra, what'd you get?
I got a 9.
Okay. Chandra, what'd you say you're talking to me?
I just saw like Chandra had no idea what was talking to him.
I love the things that people say when they do
yes.
that.
Okay.
So there was this one guy, they were streaming. Well, he was streaming, and then like he mutes himself, and all his friends are talking about the battle plan. And they go, hey guy, are you listening? And he goes, sorry, I was just thanking all the people who were subscribing to me and giving me money. And this guy's like, oh. Because he streams, and only like 5 people. Yeah. The dude had like fucking 300.
Jesus. Chase, what'd you get?
I got a nat 20, but that puts me up to 28.
Okay, so probably the top of it.
The only one who could beat me is possibly him. And he'd have to.
What'd you get, Vulcan?
26.
Okay. And June?
20.
Alright. Now I gotta roll. So he's going.
Forgot I had that feat. Superiority dice. Forgot I had that.
I get to re-roll my dice
or to hit 5 times.
I'm pretty sure the search history under my Gundam group is probably going to put me on a watch list.
Viper, you are up to bat first. You are on the Albion. You are in the launcher, and as you're about to go out, you hear Lieutenant Junior Grade Kouraki gun tank. Lieutenant Junior Grade Kouraki gun cannon launching. Keith launching. And then the other two guys launch, and you're like, Setsuna Summers, launching! Bulldog, launching! And they launch out in the Gym Sniper 2, and then the Gym Custom.
I need to look up an ability.
Okay.
I need to figure out if this is a bonus action. It is a bonus action. I will cast Biosensor Weapon on my gun. So that is one of my slots, which I don't know how many I have. I have an amount, one of each. I'll figure that out.
So I've also decided I don't want to restrict the magic at all in this system. I think I'm just calling it magic because I saw what you were talking about.
It
you
is can, just like, straight up magic.
You can cast like globes of fire and acid and shit.
It's just like
I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to let our Char's counterattack finale be so fucking buck wild.
Mike's gonna show up and just throw lightnings Palpatine style.
Chandra's like,
when did he learn to do that?
Tara's gonna single-handedly take out a fucking mobile suit with just like breathing fire at it.
Just won't breathe fire on him, smack the shit out of him. Just explodes.
This is what I mean. Tara's just holding the foot of the mobile suit up, glowing bright green, like, ah! I'm letting it go. Tara takes out a Sazavi with a fucking biplane. In space!
I'm gonna take a shot. Since I'm going first before they're going, and
yep.
If I get advantage on the shot, I'm gonna shoot Dom 1.
Okay.
Okay. So that is. Like. That's over 10.
Yeah,
that's 22. So I need 2d4 plus. Okay, I've got 2d4.
Okay.
I've got plenty. I'm a self-sufficient house nigga.
Oh, for the love of God.
The tie back into the conversation.
Y'all were real quiet.
I saw Joey slide down. It's not safe. I'm like, I don't blame this guy.
I was at work. I didn't see any of that until like 3 hours after you guys had the conversation. I was like, I'm not saying a word.
Yeah.
I don't have my phone on at work.
I do. So.
Yeah, no, I get
do
in
I
trouble.
Have any, do I have any extra damage?
Well, not in trouble, but they frown on it.
Frown on you? Oh, right. My sneak attack damage on top of that, which is 3d6. Okay, I've got that over here. I'm rolling all of this.
Snake attack.
Rolling all of this.
D-teens. I go.
That's an 11. And that's a 10. That's a 7. That's an 8. Okay, so. calculate this, because I also have to add like 6 to this.
I just love the idea that he just jumps out with his fucking boarding axe and just like, and like the big goggle thing slides over his eyes.
In midfall, Ko's eating his heart out over there, like, oh my god.
Yeah, Ko looks back from the gun cannon, the bright yellow gun cannon, just sees you just like lock on target midair, just
59 damage.
Do math, I guess.
Dex to her damage?
Yes.
Okay.
If it's ranged. In melee, okay. You add your strength.
Yeah, I knew that.
I'm assuming your mobile suit has decent strength.
It has a +5.
That's good. That's good.
Next up is that
like
Dom.
All the other mobile suits.
Just push them around. Yep. Steal them.
I rolled a 20, but it's got weakness.
Hey, Dom, give me your lunch money. All I have is Xeon currency. I'll go to the bank, exchange it.
That Dom is going to
shit himself.
Kind of like he's still hovering, and he's just kind of taking aim at you with his bazooka.
I'm slipping out. I'm like, shit yourself. Come on, do it.
What do I add to this? It's dexterity, right?
It's a shot, yes.
Yeah. That comes out to 27.
Where is my armor class?
Was it evasion?
Yeah. It's evasion plus your dex mod.
Yeah, evasion plus dex mod. So my evasion is 15. This is 12 plus. Do I have a shield? I couldn't use it with the sniper rifle. The sniper rifle requires 2 hands. So yeah, so 15.
Yeah, so he's hitting you.
Yeah.
And it's the Rakuten. So. Oh, it's 4d8. I grabbed d10s.
Dang, son. You got me coming all over the place.
I'm calling the boys.
I saw this video that involved Sonic characters and it made me feel something.
And I just add my dex mod, right?
Yeah. It was Shadow the Hedgehog
24.
And sits at a lunch table. And Roge walks up to him and says, "Hey, man, I just heard you was in the bathroom. It sounded
like fried chicken."
It's like, you piss pretty loud, boy. What? What does that mean?
Dude, every time, like, for some reason, I will just ran that thought throughout the day. I showed the meme to Chandra once, and she was like, what the fuck?
Like, you piss loud as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know why that popped up, and I don't know why I keep thinking about it. Like, I'm gonna legit just be sitting there, and I want to sit next to my girl.
I heard you were frying chicken, boy.
And I look at my girl, I'm like, I heard you was frying chicken in there, and I was like, that's not good. I shouldn't say that.
All right. Next up is Vulcan.
All right.
I'm okay. I have 116 health.
Yeah.
This Dom is probably pretty beat up.
I want to go for a Dom too.
Called Vooz.
It's by Bang. It's like
it's a hydration.
Is it like the Monster Water, but Bang's version of it?
Yeah. It tastes like you. It wasn't bad. It tasted like a smoothie with watermelon and banana.
Okay.
I'm a smoothie your watermelon.
Oh, let's try to shoot Dom too.
Okay.
I will be happy the moment I can get a beam sniper rifle that has the reload feature.
Nice. Yes, and then what else is added?
Because I got two shots per battle right now. So that's not true. There's the recharge feature.
Okay. Dice plus X 20, that'll hit.
You piss pretty loud.
I'm trying to go out with guns blazing, so.
He's trying to go out pissing loud, guys.
I'm in Nora.
I know.
I asked Nora
if
she listens to these, and she says she has a hard time because of the recaps. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's in the first two episodes, we would say something, and then we would have the conversation in character, and then you would mention it again and recap it. And she's like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, I didn't notice that was happening.
Yeah.
I think what it is we play games so far apart.
Yeah, I assumed it was the editing. I assume that that's all it was.
No, I'm not editing in, like, me being like, last time on Gundam. Like, there's none of that.
No, it's... I mean, like, you just didn't take it out. You didn't notice that you...
Yeah, I didn't know.
You just recap what had just happened, and I was like, "Oh, well, that's a thing." So I figured I'd tell you.
Yeah.
You look out for it, like, you know. But
62 total damage.
62 total damage. Goddamn.
Your boy's over here pissing real.
You can't let him win.
Gotta stop frying chicken.
Negro said what?
Okay.
Soul food restaurants are now banned.
It's now June's turn.
That's sad. Right. This is a soul food restaurant downtown I haven't been to.
I am going to... Let's see. Dom 1 and 2 have been hit?
Yes.
Alright, I'm going to go after Dom 2.
Are you shooting? Are you attacking? Are you?
I'm going to shoot.
Sucking?
With?
Double cannons.
Okay. Remember, you're doubling whatever the damage
16
is.
16?
Total?
Hit.
No.
Okay.
Dom number 2 is going to fire at Vulcan, because you just shot him with 2 tank cannons. No. No, that's a 9. That's 9 again. Okay, it's now Tara's turn.
Alright.
I need you to get next to somebody in melee.
You want me to get next to somebody in melee? I was going to shoot my hyper bazookas, but I can shoot.
You know, that works. Whichever one you need to do. You can shoot. They should shoot. It's fine. Like,
fuck. Yeah, mine's
I didn't use my hyper bazooka last time, so I'm going to use it this time.
Yeah, I'm trying to not use it.
15? Or no, it'd be 18.
18?
Yeah.
18 hits. What are you doing? Hyper bazooka?
Hyper bazooka.
So again, like, all you guys are falling towards the coastline from the Albion.
What's Keith doing? He's probably like, whoa, whoa, oh my god! You're shooting while falling! I'm like, fire your fucking cannons, Keith!
Keith has never piloted the gun cannon, and we're just gonna say in character, he probably crash-landed.
34 damage.
34 damage?
Yeah. Probably landed, but, like, sank into the sand.
Which one? One, two, or three?
One.
Okay.
We're going to have to save them. I know we said they were going to take care of the other six, but we're going to have to go over there and kill 5 of them.
Yeah.
Number one is... His armor is falling apart. One of the arms is falling off. It's not looking good. Next up is Viper.
Alright, I'm going to... Am I still falling?
You're starting to fire your retros to land.
Alright. Instead of that, I'm just going to switch my weapon to the axe mode, and I'm going to bring it down. Shoot him, he slides off.
No, really what happens is he takes the shell from the hyper bazooka and his arm falls off, and then you just catch him in the head with an axe.
See, I just thought about it.
If I hit.
Chase has a Monster Hunter weapon.
Yes! I have the charge axe, but it shoots.
Yeah.
I need to look something up.
I'm going to turn.
Alright, so since I'm not using the thing, I need to roll a d6, and if I get a 6, I get a bullet back. I don't have a bullet back. That works for any beam weapons, for you guys to remember. Any beam weapons that don't have the E-pack.
I think Terra's plan, since Terra has just shell weapons, is just as soon as the bazooka's out of shells, combat's gotta be over, because everyone should be dead.
And if not...
Swords!
Terra's got beam
weapons. And the machine gun arms.
Oh yeah, I forgot I have those too.
I just want to see a scene where Terra like stabs through a dude and is like...
Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Classic things. So that build that. So my axe and my gun are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I buffed my gun, does that apply to my axe?
Buff how?
I use the spell.
Right, what does the spell say?
Weapon.
Yeah, what does biosensor weapon?
You choose a weapon, and then that weapon does an extra 2d4 heat damage.
Oh, heat damage?
Yeah.
Then yeah, it probably does.
Okay. Well, because this is where spell casting and stuff becomes a mild problem when you start adding in other stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's like, now you have to make a decision.
Yeah.
You figure out what's broken and what's not broken. I'm assuming 2d4 isn't so bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad, especially when it's just a dom that we're, you know, it's the starting fight of the show. And this is episode 2, so we're starting to get into the action-y bits. Episode 1 is mostly just recap, because I re-listened to it and I was like, man, that fight was really tense. But we didn't do a whole lot. The gunfight was fucking cool. The scene where Viper throws the handgun at Terra and Terra grabs it in the air and shoots someone.
That's that new type of...
Yeah, and then you and Joey are passing back and forth a gun that keeps jamming.
In my mind, when they were doing that, they weren't even looking at each other. Like he was just sensing where he was, and he was just like on your left.
No, he would like fire, click, jump, like opens it, cleans it, shoot, jams, throws it back, cleans it, shoot.
Sounds cooler that way.
Exactly. It's some cowboy bebop shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take my swing.
Okay.
That is a 15.
That's really what it felt like.
15 total?
That.
Yeah, 13 plus my strength is only 2. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Proficiency bonus. It's plus 3, so 18.
18 hits.
When you make an attack, you have to include your proficiency bonus, which is not on this sheet. It's on the front sheet.
Okay. I forgot to tell Chandler that.
That is my bad.
And Joey, remember that going forward too, because last time you rolled a 15.
Alright, and I also forgot I have extra attack. So I can attack twice on one every turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot I had that.
21.
With your linked guns though, you're only going to be able to fire one the second time. I don't think you could fire both and then both again.
Technically, his gun shouldn't be linked in general for being 100% honest. He should just fire them twice.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
I've been letting it go since game one, so it's not stopping now. It's more fun that way. Especially when Joey rolls a one as we're nearing, like, a big fight scene. Joey jumps
off. I got this!
That's even in Chandra's short story. Like, the Kukuru's Doan's Island thing. It shows June jump on top of a fence. It's like, I've got you covered.
Blows his own bag.
He's like,
out.
June, what the fuck? He's like, I gotta go.
I gotta leave. Whoever built this machine sucks.
I gotta go.
So basically, he's tuxedo mask.
It just cuts to Tim Rose. He sneezes.
He's tuxedo mask. Is this a butterfly? I must leave.
All right, what you got?
Next, that's 7 plus 3. That's 10. Another 10. That's 20. 23 plus 25.
Okay, when your axe hits, it slices all the way through. Your retro rockets land you on the ground safely. He slides in half. The camera's in front, so as you see him rip apart, there's you standing with the axe. It explodes.
All right. As a bonus action, can I pull out my shotgun and shoot the guy?
You can pull out the shotgun, but you cannot fire.
Oh, then never mind.
Okay.
You just assassin creep that
will,
shit.
I will use my bonus action to fire my Vulcan guns, though. Those are attached.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll shoot Dom 2, I guess.
Alright.
That is a 19.
19 hits.
Alright, 3d6.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
9.
9 plus dex, which is 6, so 15. Ooh. That would kill a person! That would kill a person standing in there!
Yep. Alright, next up is Vulcan.
Alright, so... Dom 2 still alive?
Dom 2 and Dom 3 is untouched. Dom 2 is fucked up. Because Joey and Vulcan both shot him.
I missed.
I hit him, I guess.
Well, if that's something. Yeah. Well, if we're honest, it's mostly Vulcan. He is the ace of
space. Yeah.
Essence.
Yeah.
You guys over here are like the ace of space.
No.
I'm the ace of space!
I'm out of here.
Okay, do you think?
Fuck you, Chase.
So much for that one.
Why is that one? I'll find a cover. That doesn't sound so bad. Does that make you feel better? I wonder if there is a classical cover.
Does he, like, really hate that song or something?
12. So I got a 22.
22? 22 hit? Which one are you hitting, 2 or 3?
2.
Okay. What are you hitting?
Since I already shot the fucker with the cannons, I'll just go with the missile launchers.
The bops.
Yep.
No, because they're handheld.
I like how the first one that popped up says, this is a metal cover of Ace of Spades. What? Did you just move it from one version of metal to the next so it sounds 85% the same? Yeah, like, what the fuck did you do?
I can't do math.
It's new math.
15 damage.
15 damage? Total?
Yeah, 2, 5, and an 8.
Damn. Alright. June's turn.
Alright, I am gonna go after number 3.
Alright.
This is gonna be with my cannons. 14 plus Dex to hit, so that's a 20.
Okay.
All right. I need one more D10. There we go.
I came on Sunday. A little painful.
You okay?
I don't know. My stomach's been upset for a couple of days.
Eat better.
I've been eating pretty good. I had pork chop and rice left.
So what did you do?
44 on the first attack.
Okay.
And then, do I have to roll the...
Yeah, you have to roll your second one.
Okay. So...
Go ahead and draw my beam sabers next turn.
I mean, you can already just pull them out if you want.
Okay.
You're only operating one arm.
That was an 18 on the dice to hit, so yeah. And then.
Remember, you can't fire link the second time.
I know. 44 plus.
But yeah, you can just pull your beam saber out with yours.
8 plus 6.
Plus
yeah,
go ahead.
6. 66 damage.
For the second one?
Oh, it was 44 plus.
Just give me the... I already added the 44. What did you have there? 26?
Yeah.
Well, 22. Yeah.
Yeah, 22.
Alright. Unhappier topics. Let's bring it back into the game.
Unhappier topics? Murder hobos!
Not quite.
Not quite.
Murder hobos would be like if Terry killed Nina Purple.
That looked so cool. That's 3D printed?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I pre-rolled for these two dudes. Dom 1 rolled a 19. And he is going... I mean, Dom 2. Not Dom 1. Dom 2 rolled a 19. Which, that's 19 plus 4. And he's going to shoot at Viper.
Shoot me?
Yep. Well, in all fairness, you just landed right next to him after cutting his friend in half.
If it's Dom 2, I then shot him.
That's true. So he turns and fires a Rakuten bazooka at you. Oh, that's a shit roll. I think 19?
Damage?
Yeah. And then Dom 2 rolled a 20. And I'm going to roll again to see if we're just maxing or critting.
Nah, we don't have to do that.
Right, right. In 5th edition, you don't do that. So is it just max or is it crit?
What did you just ask me?
I rolled a 20.
Yeah.
Max
roll
or
the
crit.
Damage, double the dice.
Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to know, if it was crit or double.
You do not double dice coming from any special damage. Like, I wouldn't double my special attack, my sneak attack damage, or my heat damage. So I'm getting
gotcha.
This is a concentration spell. I need to make 20. A check. No. My bio life spell is
good. Ooh! Okay, this is not insubstantial. 1, 2, 3, 4. He is firing at Terra.
Alright.
That comes out to 42 damage.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it was... Like I said, I got a crit, so... Oh, and Terra's still over 100, so...
Yeah.
I was about to say, yeah, we have plenty of health.
Yeah, no, I thought it was going to be that with the Dom's hat, and it's not great. It's now Terra's turn. Terra, if I remember correctly, has drawn both beam sabers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to charge at Dom that attacked me.
Alright. So you're landing at the on the ground. Are you going to do the same thing he did? Just, like, slice and, like, somersault into it?
You're going to Assassin's Creed that shit?
Yeah.
Use him to slow you down.
That is a complication. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm using my mulligan.
Hold on, use a different dice. Those dice were awful last time, Chandra.
Okay, well, I missed either way this round.
Use your bonus action to use your new type.
Yeah, don't you have a... Is it one of your feats to roll again?
Oh, I do have luck.
Yeah.
And there's no rule saying you can't just compound that.
God.
All right, go ahead and chill out. Yeah.
Roll all these dice, see which ones roll well.
Seems to like me.
Okay.
I don't know. That
use
one's
that.
18.
This one's a 19.
Use that one. Roll again. This will be your luck one. Because.
Yeah, it's a 19.
Okay.
Channer used that dice last time, and every roll it was like, what about a one? I think it's because those are resin dice, and I think for whatever reason the density on them is like sitting right near the one. Because every single time it rolls, it's bad.
Yeah, but these are resin dice too.
That's very easy.
Yeah, but they also have other
that.
Things in them.
It's a very easy way to check that.
Doesn't you float them in hot water?
I think it's salt water.
Ah.
Yeah.
But yeah, these have a bunch of things in them, so it might offset the weight. Alright, so I'm gonna let you hit that dude.
No, I missed the.
But you just rolled 19.
You do not give preferential treatment to your mate. That is DM rule number 3. Rule What's number 1 is try not to find a mate at the table.
Rule number 2, if you have found one,
keep
don't be mean to him.
If you keep rule number 2, if you have found one, keep it away from the table.
Rule number 3, don't give preference. Okay, fine. We'll cut
well,
all this.
We'll just say Tara's still rusty.
Yeah,
I mean, this is only her second fight since being.
Yeah.
Ignoring the fact that she's over here, like, yeah, but dude, I'm gonna buzz the tower here in my own. Yeah, this thing still runs on gas.
God, I didn't even think
fuck
of that.
The environment. Like,
Tara's probably having to distill shit just
you know,
to run.
You know
this.
What the fuck? Tara's the motherfucker who buys like a Miata when they're 80 years old just to be like, hey, I got a Miata.
Yeah,
I got a weekend car. What do you drive on your normally an Escalade?
It's now Viper's turn.
I'll run over to the guy that Tara's next to, and I'm gonna swing at him. All right.
So
all
that right. was number 3, right?
Yeah. Sneak attack. I get to roll 2 dice. This one's an 18 and plus like 9 or some shit like that. This one's a 20. We don't keep shit off the table though, so that's fine. This okay. So 18 plus 6 plus 3. I got this motherfucker.
Yep.
I get. No.
Literally, what happened is you cut a dude in half, fired some shots at another guy, saw Tara land and whiff it. Because this dude slid out of the way as Tara slammed the sword.
He slid out of the way into me. Just
yeah, and you're just right behind him, just clanking the back
I think
of
it'd be funnier if she just totally missed the mark, like, entirely, and just, like, splat on the ground.
Nah, we're not going to have the Gundam get burned up from landing.
Ten. 12.
She went for a superhero landing and got
plus,
stuck.
So, 24?
Just
gets stuck in the ground.
All right.
I'm not going to use my ability to attack again because I've got so many of those.
Alright, now it's Vulcan's turn. Both the suits on the ground are looking fucked up. You and Joey both are about to land, I'm assuming. Retro rockets firing. That old jazz. Oh, there's two Arizona teas in there for
you. Oh, thank you.
Got your green tea and a sweet tea.
Yeah, things I
want
to have.
Thank you.
Can I unlink my cannons?
Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
You can.
Because.
You
are you going to fire and then lean and fire at the other two?
Yeah, because I do have an extra attack.
Go for it.
So. That's a 17 on the dice.
Is that for 1 or 2?
For 1.
Okay.
I believe that actually hits 2.
5e is just so much faster. Like,
yeah,
this just
it's, almost like, it's like what I've been telling you for the past 2 years, that we should be using 5e because it's better. And you're like, ah, it's different, it'll make sense. Like, no, it makes sense. Like,
yeah, you know, we jumped up from season 1 to season 2. We're using the more common rules. Next season, this dude will probably modify it to fit more in line with the 1 D&D stuff. So.
Probably not this season.
Well, yeah, but
it's
going to, by it's next
it,
year it'll start.
It'll be out in playtesting in 2024.
It's already out in playtesting. There's stuff you can download right now.
You don't use playtest material for official shit.
I'm not saying official shit, but I get what you mean.
This is official shit for us. You told me. We make money off of it,
this
so you
true.
Don't use playtest shit because it'll change.
Also, in good news on the making money part, I didn't have to spend the Patreon money this time. So, I'm going to keep a little bit of my money back personally. On top of the Patreon money, and I'm going to commission that one dude to go ahead and do some art of our characters starting this next time.
We're
going
to have to give some actual descriptions of what we're from our characters.
Exactly.
I did a bust picture of Tara,
yep.
So as long as he can just convert it in his art
yep.
style.
And
I'll have
it was,
to boot up some
I was basically
games,
going
so.
To give him that drawing and then the actress we discussed as like the live action Tara. Those two and then some other reference things.
Yeah, I'll probably have to load up something as well. I'm thinking, what games do I have that I can use to make a character? I've got,
I will never forget Joey forgetting that June was Asian and sending me a picture that he made in WWE of just a guy who looked like Stone Cold. And I was like, hey, Joey, June's Asian. And you're like, okay, this but Asian.
This but
Asian. Yeah, that's literally what I said.
He's Asian Stone Cold.
And I was like, what about this act? You're like, that's cool too. All
right. So I got 14 for damage on Dom 2.
On Dom 2? Yeah. What'd you get for Dom 1? You didn't tell me.
I rolled for Dom 1, but 14 damage to Dom 1.
Okay. And the 14 damage to Dom 2 as well?
No, yeah. Separate.
Okay.
He's got rolls so he hit Dom
2. Dom 2 is safe for right now.
Okay, so you hit Dom 1 then.
Yeah, Dom 1.
Dom 1 is dead. Damage. I killed Dom 1.
Dom 2. Well, there's two left. I'm just using...
No, I don't. Because well, you're referring to one as Dom 2, and then there's Dom 3, and I don't know...
Dom 2 and 3! So I'm calling Dom 2, Dom 1, and Dom 3, Dom... Shut up!
So how are you making
I rolled to hit Dom 2.
It's June's turn. It's June's turn.
All right.
Maybe he can understand the math on this.
Like, I'm so tired.
All right, I'm going to roll to hit whichever Dom 3. Okay. The last Dom.
Is that the one
that
me and Tara are pummeling
on?
Yes.
Don't hit us.
He
won't.
All right, this is going to be with my cannons.
He rolls 2 1s. I'm going to make it hit you.
11 plus 6.
Well, those are 2 1s. 17. 11, those are 2 1s.
What'd you roll?
17.
To hit?
Yeah.
That's exactly its armor class. All
right.
There isn't any official rules on what happens when you meet an armor class. Other... People tend to either do ties go to the roller or ties go to the defender.
I usually just say it hits.
I usually go with ties for the roller as well. Which gets weird because sometimes you have like saving throws and like rolling against and then immediately you pass.
Yeah.
So like it's.
First hit was 44.
Even your lizard's like, what the fuck?
First hit was 44.
Total?
Yeah.
How?
I
got a 22 on the dice.
Yeah.
Hmm. Alright, so you fire once at number 3 and it's dead.
Okay.
And you're not going to re-aim for the second one because you fired into it as well. So you fire both shots and it just explodes. Alright. It's Dom 2's turn. He's... I'm not going to attempt to disengage, but I am going to begin fleeing while firing. Because Doms can do that cool cover thing.
Are we still
thing.
In initiative?
Yes.
Okay.
So he is going to go ahead and fire as he's fleeing. Twelve plus four, that's 16. Is that meaning anyone's armor class?
Nope.
Okay. Well,
what mean?
16 total.
Yeah, mine's is 15.
Yeah, mine's 14.
Yours should be 16. If you pulled your shield out when you switched to your melee weapon. Were you doing wielding bazookas?
So
no, I just
evasion is tied into
Dex
as well, right?
Huh?
Evasion is tied into Dex.
Then we can assume you have your shield
the
on
wrong
your
thing.
Left arm. So
oh,
yeah.
I didn't know if I had a shield on
my
arm.
Yeah.
So evasion plus
Dex. Default Gundams normally do.
Okay, so
yeah.
Yeah,
if you let me do it in the first game.
Okay, so
help
me out here, Chase.
In the first session, you were dueling.
Help me out here. I want to make sure I'm not dumb. Is it evasion plus Dex for their armor class, or is it just evasion?
It's evasion plus the Dex. But not the Dex of the mobile suit, the Dex of the person.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, like, my evasion for the suit is 12, and then my personal Dex is 3, so I have 15.
Okay, so what's Terra's then?
I think it's still 14.
Okay.
It depends on whether or not Terra is using a shield or not.
Okay.
Because Terra isn't dual wielding Bazooka's card.
Okay.
So we didn't figure that out before we came out, so we assumed no shield. Because she's already taken some damage. So.
Okay.
Just remember to grab that shield next time. Cole's like,
too excited.
Cole's like, oh, she went out without a shield. She's baller. She just ate that rocket to the face. All
right. So. I'm having him fire. He rolled a 16. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. 3. Does 16 hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great, Mom. Sniper.
Okay. I should have done that, but
23.
Alright,
whose turn? Alright, it is now Tara's turn.
This guy is running, I'm trying to find it, but I want to use Boost Dash to tackle him.
Tackle him?
Or like, swing.
Dash up.
And okay, go for it.
So she can dash her movement, which in this case would be 100 meters.
They're going to be like Barbados in Venom Evolution.
Man, we gotta get, yeah. we gotta get her a anti-ship.
Barbados mace.
Not the Barbados mace, but I would not be opposed to the Gundam hammer, but like big.
See, the Gundam hammer I find annoying because it's a foil. I wish it was just a big ass coin.
Okay, that definitely is because I rolled a 19.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see.
We should just get the Gundam an anti ship sword. That already exists in the game. Just dual bazookas, anti-ship sword. You want some of this?
That's a battleship in
basically,
half.
They're the actual tank.
Base dash.
I mean, in all fairness, you don't have treads anymore.
But I also don't have an anti-ship sword.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I get a plus 5 to the damage. That's what I was
thinking. Okay.
For. Okay, so my game saver's worth my dice.
This dude better be alive or he's about to catch it real hard.
I have like a Coheed and Cambria song stuck in my head. I think it's Favorite House Atlantic.
There's only a couple of ones that I actually
know. Liars Club, their new one, is so good.
Is it Cambria good or is it like actually good? Like mainstream good?
It's actually good.
Good.
It's actually good.
I'll check it out on Spotify. Or their YouTube.
Okay, so you boost dash at him as he's running away. And you slash through him. You slide forward and, like, stop and sheathe both swords. And he's sliding back. And the top slides off and the legs keep dashing.
And because I'm like, dick, I shoot him. Like, okay. It's like, yeah. My kill!
The top of the dome slides off and explodes. And the legs keep flying until they just, like, flip over and, like, bury into the sand. Okay. Fantastic, beautiful scene. You look over, and the other four pilots have done a good job. They've taken out the rest of them, and they have one Setsuna Summers. The gem he has sort of like a... It's like the powered gem from 0083, but it also has like some armor. He wanted it to be sort of like a combination of one of the suits from 00 and that gem.
Okay.
So it also has like a big sword. So they've gotten one Dom sort of pinned. And they've gotten, you know, it's they're holding it steady and the sword is like right against it to like push him in the cockpit.
Shoot
him. and they're sort of like, we come over here, we're going to get this guy out and interrogate him. Is that a good idea? They're like, should we do this?
Sure.
What's that? You should shoot the shotgun in his cockpit.
Right.
What the fuck was that?
So we cut to a scene of them all standing with the Federation. It's not the Federation repeating rifle like you had in space. This is just a Federation machine gun. It's
the L86A2.
The Colt L151 or whatever they called it. It looked like the FAMAS, like the...
Oh, then not the L86.
Yeah. It's their fancy futuristic gun.
I think those were words and phrases.
Yeah, they're all standing around the cockpit.
The FAMAS is a French gun that looks mildly futuristic, but it was made in, like, the fucking 80s.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, 80s guns, ooh, so cool. Same thing with the L86. That one's British, and no one likes that. Yeah. Fuck that gun.
It famously was all made of plastic, but not good plastic, and so parts of it would swell when it got wet,
so you know
or
how,
like crack in the sun.
The original M16 from NAMM was like, oh, this thing jammed all the time. Take that, but amp it up to 11, break the dial, go all the way back up to 11.
So basically...
And also put Margaret Thatcher in there as being responsible for it.
So basically,
The grenade turtle is more sturdier than that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So you guys get the pilot back to the Albion. You're in one of those back rooms. And
did I get my poisoner's can I requisitioned?
Yep. The one you had from before. Do you want to interrogate him alone?
if needed.
Okay. So we'll say that. Does anyone else want to go into the interrogation with him?
Interrogation's not really a terrorist thing.
No.
Not like it's Viper's thing.
Basque is in there with Viper.
So Basque does the talking. I do the slasher villain.
He's staying quiet and he's motioning for you to handle it.
Okay. What's this guy's name? What's your name, son?
Oh crap! I didn't think of a name.
God damn it! I'm sorry. All right, god damn it! I didn't think of a name.
Hold on. Let me.
Oh,
do
you're
this.
Doing that. I need to use.
I was just gonna throw a random name for it.
His name is Tate Musknest.
Tate.
T-A-T-E.
Taint mustard.
My name is Taint Mustard Flowers. No, his name is Tate Musknest.
Taint Musknest.
Is he, like, tied to a chair?
Yes.
How is he tied to a chair? What kind of a room are we in?
It is just a plain steel room. Like, all four walls are steel. I mean, you're on a battleship.
Yeah. Can't pad it?
Well, this one's not. This one's sort of just like a storage room that we're being, you know, you guys are...
Oh, so there's, so it's not like a police station where you're handcuffed to a table.
No,
just
no,
in
he's handcuffed to a chair.
Okay.
Or tied to a chair or whatever. I think it was just like orbiting Terry.
My cat does it too. I think my cat smells his cats. And that's why my cat does it. We have no idea if my cat likes other cats or if he wants to put hands. Like, I know we said my cat had a girlfriend used to come hang out in the bushes, but we couldn't tell whether he wanted to go out and put hands on or if he wanted to, like, say, hey, who are you? I want to be your friend. We couldn't tell. I was like, I don't know.
All right, so what are you doing to Tate? His full name is Potato.
So we walk in.
He goes by Tate. His name
what
is
kind
Potato.
Of a chair is it? Does it have like...
It's like these like kind of kitchen chairs, but they're metal.
No? All right.
So just a standard four-legged chair.
So we walk in, and like I'm curious what Bast wants to know out of this guy. Just... anything in general, just is the information of the ship, is something particular he wants? Like, because I know he's got his plan thing going on, and I don't know what it is. So
we
like,
need to know where that ship's heading. Okay. We need to know where it is. We need to know what he knows.
Alright. So, first things first. I'm throwing the chair down on its side.
Alright, so he's sitting in it, and you've thrown him on the side, so he's just laying there on the ground. He's like, ah!
And then I'm going to sit on the edge on the chair and put my foot on his head.
Okay.
I'm like, so, how hard does this need to be? I'm going to pull out my knife, which is a bigger knife this time. I went and I got like a Rambo Bowie knife.
I'm going to do a will save to see if I'm...
let me make an intimidation check. Let's use the systems in this game.
All right, so I've got what I roll for will to overcome intimidation.
I got 13.
Okay, so I've withstood it because I got a 16 base. Okay. And so he's sort of just like, so you're trying to intimidate him. He's like, you're like, how hard does it have to be? He's like, how hard are you gonna fucking make it, Fetty?
Then he spits on you.
Does he spit on me?
Yeah, he spits up at you.
That changes things.
As hard as you want to make it, Fetty.
Like, okay.
That makes everything so.
So
much worse.
I pull out a bottle for my poisoner's kit.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to roll a deception check on this one, which I don't know if I'm good at or not.
Let me see your character sheet. I want to see what all stuff I can do.
Is there a deception check on here? There is. Not very decent. I think that's real cool. You could fry a chicken in the bathroom.
There is a sleight of hand, which means that would be to like escape.
Yeah, and hit the.
There's no escape artist. But.
No, the sleight of hand is what he would attempt to use to escape.
Yep.
So I pull out a bottle.
Okay.
And like I pull it out, and I pour it on the knife. You know what neurotoxin does to the body? And I wait for a response.
Oh, I am going to...
I am prepping this with just standard poison.
Okay, so I am just going to see if... from one DM to another, what would a sleight of hand to break out of handcuffs be?
With him being handcuffed to the chair, probably not. If it was just like...
if you had to put like, a number to it.
To a chair, like 19 is what I would guess that. Okay. 19, 20, or
I'm assuming he has a similar dexterity to Terra, because he's also a space noid. Terra's got a 2. Yeah. I'm assuming it's a plus 2. Yeah. So
he could get out, but it would be...
No, it's a 4. You see him sort of struggling, and he does not verbally respond.
As he's struggling, I go, oops, and I spill some of the poison on his face. I'm like, oh, sorry. Don't drink. That wasn't how poison worked.
He's just like, what the fuck do you want?
Where is the ship going? Where's the money, Lenny? No.
Just put his head in the toilet. It's like, got to be down there somewhere.
Get me some sewer water.
I swear I'll find it if you just keep putting me in there. He's like, what fucking ship? What are you talking about?
The ship with the stolen mobiles. It's the ship from Torrington. That's why we're here. That's why you were standing guard.
Standing guard? I'm Zeon Remnant. So you think I'm guarding anything?
Well, I guess I did kind of lose everything, I guess. Man, that must have been awful. Just lose, I moved like the knife closer to his face. I'm not going anywhere soft, like to the face. So you haven't seen a ship around here. I'd like to roll an insight check.
Go for it.
Oh, that's not a good roll. That's not a good roll. That is a 12. That's not a good roll at all.
Tara, what's your bluff check?
My bluff? Deception.
Deception. What's your deception plus?
Third from the bottom. Fourth from the bottom.
Plus 3.
He's probably got similar.
So he's got what I got.
I got 19. He's like, I haven't seen shit!
Here? He hasn't seen shit. And I start to cut on his face.
at that point, Bass goes, what does your intuition tell you? Does he know anything?
I don't think so.
Bass then pulls out a EFSF officer's pistol and shoots him 4 times in the head.
While I'm still sitting on
it? Yeah. Like blood gets on you. And he's just like, we must be going. And just walks out of the room.
So, I can just go up, put up my poison and shit. So people know I'm doing this shit. And I just leave with them. I don't even like wipe anything off. I just leave with them.
When you walk out
better
of
the... yet, I take his fucking wings. Fuck this nigga. When
the door opens, Synapse and Omaha are at the door. And Synapse is sort of just like, the hell do you think you're doing on my ship? You know, the Federation has codes of what to do with POWs. And Bask sort of just takes a handkerchief out of his pocket and sort of wipes across his face where the blood had gotten on and puts it back in his pocket. He's just like, I will do what needs done. And just walks away. And he's looking at Viper in the same sort of light, and he's just like,
we're not at war.
And then we
if allowed, I walk past him as well.
Yeah. We cut outside of the ship.
Dude,
and
my uniform must be fucked up.
Yeah, it's not looking good. So we cut outside of the ship, and it's the other 4 pilots, and they sort of radio back, and they're like, We think we see tracks. We think we see tracks from these DOMs leading out here. It looks like it's heading towards the ruins of an old town, but we can't see much from this distance. We're requesting to be able to move closer or for the Albion to come closer. And Synapse sort of looks to Omaha, and Omaha looks to you 4.
Where are we at?
You're on board the Albion. Like
no,
on
where
the bridge.
On
you? The bridge.
Alright, so I don't bother to clean any of my shit before I go up there. So saying, y'all are there, the door opens, just covered in blood. It's like,
what's
the situation?
Yeah. Tara says that Tara's up there with Sayla, like, right now, he's like, rough day at the office.
You have no
Vulcan
idea.
Just looks at Viper, doesn't say anything, just turns back around.
Yeah, I just look and I'm like,
I'm sick of this shit, man.
Alright. So,
I don't know what I did to the other
guy. Omaha kind of looks at you and is like, what are we doing? Are we having them go by themselves, or do you want us to follow them?
Well,
have
Co
and Keith go on foot. Do they have any transportation besides a mobile suit? I'm gonna bring a mobile suit into a little town and freak somebody out.
I was gonna say let them go ahead and proceed.
Okay.
Like, we'd be backup if in case something happens, but you know, can't always depend on us for everything.
So, they make their way out there, correct? First 10 minutes, they haven't reported back. Second 10 minutes, they haven't reported back. Third 10 minutes, you hear radio static coming from them, but it's heavily corrupted, which is a sign that usually radio static is having to come through Manofsky Fields.
Which we know is around here. So
and you're hearing screaming from them.
Well, that's not a good sign.
Well,
shit.
Well, guess we gotta go after him.
Alright, so the Albion takes off. As you head towards the old town, you see, as you're kind of coming over the horizon, this looks like an old mining town. And as you get closer to where it looks like the mine is located, you're just hearing heavy gunfire. As you sort of crest over a ridge where you can look down on the actual mine itself, it's hard to sort of describe it, like the mine goes into a pit and then comes up to like a bigger mound to where it looks like a slag pit for where they were kind of putting the waste from the walls of this mine. But right near the front of the slag pit, or the front kind of like where you're heading, the ground is just slid open. Like, remember when you guys got to Jaburo and the ground just opened up and you went down into a hole?
Mm-hmm.
Same idea. It looks like the same sort of thing. And you're seeing these just big entrenched guns, like the Beaches of Normandy guns, just firing down on the two gun cannons. And they're trying to find cover behind some old sort of shit in this diamond mine. But they're taking heavy fire. Both suits are looking pretty fucked up.
Where's the other two at?
You just sent Ko and Keith.
Oh, yeah. Their friends didn't come back them up when they heard firing? God damn it!
They're at least 30 minutes away by mobile suit, so Jesus. Not close. And you're seeing from that little entrance, you're seeing at least 15 Zakus firing out at them. Setsuna and... God, I forgot his name. Bulldog. Setsuna and Bulldog can be here momentarily. Or... you can have the Albion go get them and bring them back next turn.
Or we can go fight them.
Alright.
hold on. Don't let me decide that for everybody.
The Albion has like actual ship cannons.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this
is a decision we all need. That's 15 mobile suits.
Yep.
They are Zaku 2s, which don't have the most amount of health and armor, but that's still 15 motherfuckers.
If the Albion uses its guns, about how much it could take out?
It could probably take out half.
Okay.
Alright.
We could take 7 Zakus.
Well, and then plus we'll have the other two guys, Bulldog and, I can't remember.
Setsuna. They probably have to come back for it.
Right, that's what I said. You could send the Albion back and get them in one turn, or they could be here in like 2 or 3 turns.
And you said we're still on the Albion, right?
Yes, you have not launched it.
I'll say that the Albion, get closer and fire its gun, and then maybe we can drop down.
Yep.
We might want to drop down first to draw the fire from the cannon so it doesn't damage the Albion.
Alright. Do we want to keep the initiative we had before, or do you want to reroll?
I mean, mine was good.
Since we haven't, was good. I was going to say, since we haven't dropped down, just start off with...
Do you want to reroll?
No, it's okay.
No, let's just reroll. We can just reroll. It's fun. It's more fun, though. Besides, we're supposed to be rolling dice, right?
Yeah.
So
what the people paid for. They paid your dice rolls.
They pay us to hear this.
If we're still on the Albion, can I just, you know, fire my...
If you want to fire from the ship...
Just my mental missile launches.
You better be going last if you don't stand in front of the goddamn fucking ramp. I swear to God.
I can go last.
June's going to be like, yo, I got to go. Like, I can't. I'm lining up a shot, bro. Like, get the fuck off the ramp.
I just wanted to fire the missile launches just so they're looking for us, I guess.
I don't know if it's just like... I don't know what's going on with your dice tonight, James. Alright, so...
Did you just call Chandra Cheems?
I said Cheems.
Okay, good. Like, Cheems is not a good... it's not a good thing to call somebody. Alright,
so...
It
is
9 o'clock.
It certainly
tired,
is. Alright, what'd you get?
I got it wrong.
What'd you get, Chase?
22.
22?
19.
24 on the dice.
That is a d12.
No?
I thought you rolled this, I'm sorry.
No.
You want a d12 and got 24? What the fuck stats do you think he has?
Plus 19 on the dice. Or for initiative or just?
Initiative.
Okay, so initiative will be 24.
Okay. And then.
Damn,
and then I'm going to do Zaku there.
Fire those missiles and jump off.
Zaku there.
I mean, that's the plan.
Zaku there.
Become
Zaku
the decoy.
There. And Zaku there. Okay. So as you're about to... you're standing sort of just on the bridge about to launch. You're going to fire your guns, right?
Yeah.
A Zaku takes a shot at you. That's a 3. No.
Azaku just shoots. And it's like when you watch old Gundam where just the bullets are over here for some reason. Like, it's just a stream of bullets. You're like, who the fuck is he shooting at?
Alright, it's all concerned.
But the pilot's like an old man.
Okay. Starting off with the missile launchers. I'll become the decoy.
There's...
Let me try to mulligan that.
Are you doing a trick shot, though?
Like, are you doing, like...
I don't think I can trick shot with, like, the missile launchers. Cannons, maybe.
Why wouldn't you be able to trick shot with the missile launchers? It's a ranged attack.
It is a ranged attack, but probably less accurate than, like, the cannons, is what I'm thinking.
What? No, just what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
Missile launchers.
Okay.
And I got a 20 on that.
Okay, so just double...
Is it the Zaku who shot? We'll do it like this.
Yeah.
Whichever Zaku that is.
Zaku. So, that's starting off well. So, 16 damage.
Damn.
That was a waste of a 20.
It's been a night. It is now,
He's jumping off the ship after.
Right. Yeah. And as you're jumping, the Albion fires both of its guns and wipes out half the Zakus who are standing there. The two gun cannons are sort of taking care of the anti-aircraft guns now that they see you above them. You hear radio from Bulldog and Satsuna, but it's heavily corrupted because of all the Minowski interference.
Oh, shoot, both of them get that. No.
So, one of the Zakus is going to shoot at you as you're jumping down. That's 13 plus 2, 15. Does it hit you?
No.
Second Zaku. 9 plus 2. That doesn't hit you either.
Nope.
It's now Viper's turn.
It's working.
Alright, so I'm going to do a whole lot here. Bonus action, the same spell. Because I got more of those.
Okay.
I will then.
You gotta have some of those new type of spells too, don't you?
I think so. Yeah. Terror Shot.
I just keep forgetting about it. I keep focusing on Sentinel.
Alright, I'm going to attack.
It's so much more fun at low level.
I'm going to attack one of the Zakus that hasn't moved yet.
Okay.
Okay, so I get my one with advantage. And then I will use my sniper feat. I will take minus 5 penalty to hit.
Okay.
But if I hit, I do plus 10 damage.
Okay.
And add sneak attack and then 2 each on my top. And I'll see if I can kill somebody in one shot. Okay, so I got.
Is this all on one dude?
Yes. This is all on one shot on one motherfucker. So I got 18 plus 6 plus 3 minus 5, which is 14 plus 6 plus 3, 22.
That was it.
Okay. So we've got the beam sniper rifle. Bam. It's 3d6 sneak attack. Bam. D4. Bam. Plus 6 and then plus 10. This guy might be dead. This guy might be in peace. Oh, I see some pretty low dice here. That's the fact. 6, 7, 3, 6, 7, 3, 3.
Yeah.
And I'll punch him
up. And a 1 and a 2 and a 3.
A 1E and a 2E. I like to sing it.
about the Luna and the June and the Spring. I like to sing it. About the T42 and the me and the you.
50 damage.
50?
Yeah. So even with rolling three twos, three threes, and a one, still did a bunch of damage.
So are you on the ground with him now?
Well, yeah, now I am.
Okay. So you're in the thick of it with these Zaku's.
Yeah.
The next two are going to shoot at you. That is a 19 plus 2. That's hitting you.
Yeah.
And that's...
Shit yourself.
Shit yourself.
Did we heal any between the last fight and this one?
Yeah, add 10 to your mobile suit.
All right.
It was more of a patch job than anything else, but...
I'll explain to you what hit dice are and how to recover them later.
I know what hit dice are, but I'm just saying...
But 5e has a recovery mechanic.
Okay.
You get so many hit die, and then you roll them to for a short rest, which can be anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour.
Gotcha.
Is it
10
minutes to an hour?
Well, short rest would be for your character.
Yeah. There's rules for it on the suit. I think you roll one of the suit's hit dice, which in my case is a d12.
Yeah.
And you get that back.
Take 11.
Okay, so I just...
Second dude... yeah, no, that's a 9. That's not hitting anything. June's turn.
Alright. I am going to use my beam rifle.
Okay.
And I'm gonna shoot, one of them.
Are we hitting one of the ones that's already been hit?
No.
Okay, go for it.
Alright.
We have a shield.
17 on the dice.
I'll have a shield.
Plus...
I have a shotgun. An axe gun.
6.
I'm gonna go use Keith as a
shield. This is a human shield.
Come here, expendable.
I don't wanna die!
Yeah, walk up, get out the mobile suit, and just carry it, and just push it forward. Set your mobile suit to walk forward. I will just walk behind it with my shotgun.
Okay. 23 to hit him.
23 hits.
And I'm also gonna use one of my feet. And I'm gonna use Trick Shot, which means I get one more D10.
Sure, it's a D10?
Yep.
Okay.
Go for it.
It's going to be a headshot. So if I hit with a ranged weapon, it gets an additional 1D10.
Fuck you, man. I'm gonna be real pissy.
That's a 20.
Back here again.
That was
like,
God, it was a fucking month ago.
That's how much you do?
20.
20?
Well, no, because the only other charger I had in my house is one of the like 4-foot ones. So I usually leave that one in the bedroom and use it when I charge my phone at night.
The Zoc you just shot is gonna shoot at you, June.
Okay.
That's 12. That's not hitting you. It's Terra's turn.
Okay. The Terrier. The terrible Terror Terrier.
Terrible Terror the Terror.
It's triple T!
Terrible Terror the Terrorizer.
The Terrorizing Terrier.
Okay, that's a 20. A dirty 20.
Yeah. A dirty 20?
Yeah. Dirty 20 is when you get a 20.
I know, but I was just like, I've never heard it called that.
Like, I've never heard of it. I'm like, okay, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've
that
said it because my brother says it all the time. So he says it with some, like, swag to, like, dirty 20.
Are you hitting one that's already been hit, or?
Yeah.
Okay, which one? Whichever one's the worst looking?
Yeah, we'll go
the
with
one
that,
Terry shot.
Because I couldn't think of the one that was...
No, it's the one that Viper shot.
50 damage.
Yeah, no, that Zaku took some shit.
That Zaku ate some shit. Eat shit and die, Zaku. It's like, Viper, why do you like this? Like, why do you hate people so much? 31.
To hit or damage?
Damage.
Damn. Holy shit.
No, to hit, I rolled a 20.
Right.
That dirty ass 20.
Right. Alright, and are you jumping off the ship so you're still midair?
Yeah, because I sharpened my,
you're right.
Swords.
I just imagine, like...
Wait, you use your swords or you use your,
Bazooka.
I was gonna use my sword to jump out and slash
him. Oh, okay, you jump out and slash him.
Yeah, see, I just assume, because anime.
Yeah,
Terra just doing this. Yeah.
Hizaku to your left.
Doing some tricks. What the fuck are you doing?
See, that'll be 20, so that'll hit.
What's your damage, man?
Seven damage.
Oh, to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the second one, the one to your right, will shoot at you.
Okay.
That's an 18. That hits too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that'll be 16. So overall, take. Okay.
Oh God, this is. I just discovered a weapon property that's baller as fuck.
Which is?
Shotguns hit in a cone, 20 meter cone. Yeah. So I'm about to, yo, I'm about to do that and then use my one ability, lets me fire twice. Slam next to the doctor, boom,
boom. Yeah, they're sort of they're all in a line too, so you'd be hitting Zaku.
Yeah. Like, what do we do against this guy? I don't know.
And I actually have a shotgun on me.
I gotta get a beam shotgun, but I gotta get. I feel like that hits harder.
Right. And then there's the initial Zaku that fired at Vulcan. He's gonna shoot Vulcan again. That's a 5. It's Vulcan's turn.
Retaliation time.
Decapitation.
Decapitation, maybe.
Who are you shooting? The one you were shooting before?
Yep.
Okay, he's really fucked up. Just so you know.
He fucked him home.
What? No, I'm sorry. I was thinking the one that Viper. That's the one Chandler.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I didn't do
yeah,
too
you're
much.
Good to do your thing.
I should have berated Nina Purpleton for not swapping out this beam rifle for a miniaturized megapart. Okay, I should have done. It's not that much more damage.
So, 22, I think it is.
22? That'll do it.
Where are my close?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I was like, 20 damage? I don't know what you're doing.
Oh shit.
12.
Obviously, right. I see a fucking 8 over there.
Two 12s, an 11, and an 8.
God damn.
Yep.
Hey, that was almost with the goof roll when it came at you. How much damage did you do? Like 60?
And it's still Fire Link, so.
This is why you don't fire
Link. No, I don't mind the fire Link. It's fine.
86 damage.
He, you blow him apart. Like, you fire at him, and it's just, like, shrapnel.
The fact that I can unlink them, though.
Okay, it is now.
It's enough to make a grown man cry.
Sometimes.
I don't know why I'm talking
about this. One of the Zakus just saw you do that, shoots at you. 17?
17 hits. Got on the shield.
Oh, that was a really good roll. 22.
And the threshold, is that damage reduction?
Oh, only against civilian weapons.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Alright, it is now Viper's turn.
Alright, as a shotgun time, I'll make 2 shots. This is going to be great. In a cone! You can decide how many people I'm hitting, because it's anyone within a...
It's this many.
One.
No.
Do you want me to mulligan?
No, how many guys are standing next to each other?
Oh, okay. Let's... 4 of them.
Alright, cool.
I'll say the 4 that haven't been hit yet are all in the crown.
Alright, I'll roll one at a time. Alright, so the first one... Oh, yeah, that's 20-something. The second one, that one's long. I gotta do that. 9, that's 15. On the second one. Zero, I'm back there. There it is. One momentum, poor thing. Did the second one hit?
Huh?
You're the second one hit.
What'd you roll?
15.
Yeah, that hit.
Okay. First shot.
Knock the twos. They're weak as shit.
First shot, that's 2 tens. On D10s. 20. First shot is 28 plus 6, so 34 damage. Second shot is, that's a lot lower. That's 10, 14, plus 6, 12. So a total of 54 damage. I gotta subtract the ammunition.
Okay, so that halves 4 of them. So they're only gonna shoot at you now.
That's fine. I deserve it.
That's a dirty 20, as you called it. That's 14 damage.
That's it. Ina, you got them.
That's 5. And then it is June's turn.
Alright. I'm going to take a shot with my beam rifle at the same one that I shot at a minute ago.
Okay, it was... Okay, I think I know which one it was.
The one you put hands on. You didn't give us a number.
I'm sorry. My brain is going weak.
I think you said it was the one that got fucked.
16.
16 hits.
Alright, and I'm going to use one of my trick shots. So, you need to make a strength throwing save.
Saving. Mobile suit. From the Zaku, I think.
I rolled a 2, so I'm going to assume it's bad.
Yep. Yeah, the Zaku saving throw is like 13 or shit like that, so it's like plus
1. Alright. So, you get 2d6 added to it.
Why is your TV advertising porn?
That's not porn.
Are you sure? There's a lot of cleavage there.
That's
a Roku channel.
Tyler Perry's I Can Do Battle by Myself.
You think it's Tyler Perry makes porn?
I didn't see Tyler Perry's name.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you just say a second ago?
I Can Do Battle by Myself.
The fuck does that mean?
That's the name of the movie.
Oh, I thought you said I Can Do Battle all by myself. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You know, it's his medieval sort of like drama series, you know, Tyler Perry. It's sort of his take on like a Game of Thrones style TV.
So that's, you know? That's 27 damage, and you also get knocked back 2 meters.
Okay.
That's not far.
Yeah, that's really not far in a multi.
Is there another number in brackets next to it?
20.
Oh, then you knock back 20 meters. That makes more sense.
Okay.
Does it knock him to the ground or just knock him back?
Knock him back.
The one you just hit is going to shoot at you. And that's a 19. Okay. That's hitting you. And that's 16 damage. And now it's Tara's turn.
Okay. The guy I'm still fighting solo?
Yes. Okay. The dude that you and Viper were fighting?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've put hands on so many people this man. Like 6 by 5 people right now.
What is going on?
No.
Are you using Cthulhu?
Yeah, I give a prayer to our Lord and Savior, the great dreamer.
And I'll use luck.
Give him a prayer. He must whisper to his sleeping body.
There we go. That's a lot better. That's a 17 on the dice.
Do it.
I gotta give you some hacks.
Do it.
Can I use Hammer Strike?
Yeah. You use Hammer Strike whenever you get hit.
Are you gonna use the one that you guys have been fighting, or you wanna fight one of the ones that got shotgun?
Well,
I'll use in like single digits.
Oh, just hit him.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I'll just hit him regular.
Do it. When is Terrio's second attack?
I was like, the only one who has the second attack built in should be everyone but me.
He did. Wait, so Terry should have a second attack then?
Yeah, Terry should have a second attack.
You have 2 attacks.
Of the Sentinel.
Oh, I...
What level is your Sentinel?
Level 4.
You might not.
I was going to say,
I think it's
5.
It's level 5.
It, when you get it, it's usually level 5 unless it's like a...
That's because Terra took one new type.
I took 3 new types.
Instead of 2 new types.
Yeah. Which, I think the next couple levels are going to be
new
type. Alright. Look at my build.
So, Terra cuts that Zaku in half and turns to face the rest of them are getting shotgun. A Zaku's going to shoot at Viper.
Give it 10. Fuck.
12. No.
Fuck me.
Another is going to shoot at Vulcan because it's the one that's been shooting at him. That's a 2. It's Vulcan's turn.
Oh boy.
If I get those same two shots, I don't think I'm probably gonna kill these four.
The one that just tried to shoot at me, how bad is it looking?
They're all looking equally bad. Like, they're all fucked up.
Like, they got, like, the sparks when you play Battle Operation?
Yep. I also should mention that right about now you start seeing a lot of white smoke billow out from the sort of ramp they're on that goes into the diamond mine
itself. God, it's an 80s rock concert.
There's vaping.
They're always like...
Just vaping.
I like...
Vaping that nicotine.
Okay.
Just like smoke on the water.
How many of the Zarkas are left?
There are five left.
After your attack with the cannons gives you one more shot? Like one more?
Yep.
Okay, so...
You can do link and then a single.
I wasn't going to link them.
Okay.
I was just going to do three individual if I could.
Do it! Boom, boom.
Nope.
You don't roll to see if the weapon.
No, I'm gonna be upfront with you. No version of D&D has actually had that. That is a legit. Like, and there's also no version. Yeah. There's no crits. Don't crit damage. That's never been in any of the books.
Huh?
Yeah. Just crits auto hit.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So.
Wisdom.
Yeah. It's just so popular in like the thing that people just assumed it was. Gotcha. And like it's never been, which is. Five, I guess.
So the first it's out whiffed.
Yeah,
heavily. To make up for it.
Real fucking feast of famine.
My guy was like, God taketh away from me, and I shall receive. And Jesus with an AK-47 comes on.
Jesus with an AK-47, that's a
that's a new one too. It's normally Jesus with an M4.
He's Middle East.
32 damage for one of them.
How much?
What you just said is heresy to so many gun nuts. It's not even funny. Like those motherfuckers whose profile picture on Facebook is just a Bible and a Glock, that's heresy. You did not just say Jesus would use an AK.
He's Middle Eastern.
You're right. He would use an FAL, a foul.
He would use love and caring.
So 32 damage. Hit him with the Care Bear
spear. Are you gonna put the fucking cloth over your lizard?
No, we're gonna be done here in just a little bit. He'll be fine. He just summoned a bunch of fish and drowned him. So how much?
32 damage on one of those
lockers.
Okay. Your lizard? Let's see.
Oh. Oh, shit.
He was looking over here going, your lizard?
17. 17 to hit.
17 hits.
I like how fast he moves. He always moves with purpose, like someone says something to him.
They're weirdly fast when they want to be. There was one point...
Jesus.
There was one point he was actually on his hind legs.
It was so weird.
For a lizard.
Yeah. The cat got too close to me, stood up, and was like... And he, like, zoomed. I was like, Chandra, what the fuck? And his beard all turned black, like...
He's out to kill.
Like he really stood up like this with his arms at like a squared off angle and his feet out sideways and he was just like
I think you got a frozen lizard. You don't have a bearded dragon.
Okay, what was that?
38.
Okay, and
hey,
the next
wait. That was a net 20.
No, this was the second shot.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Oh right, so
I mean either way the other one's dead.
Oh, okay.
So two.
Oh, I didn't even notice it was a net. Yeah, so one of them is dead, and one of them is at 2 HP. Okay.
Wait, how much HP did the second one have? Well, instead it's 2 HP.
They all had the exact same amount. They all were down to 40 because of the shotgun blast and the second attack you did. It's Viper's turn.
Alright, I'm going to do the same thing. Two shots. First shot coming in hot. That's a shitty roll. That is a 4. Plus 9, that's a
13 angle. Hold on. It's 13?
Yeah.
Their armor class is 11, and their dex is 2.
Oh,
it
not,
hits.
That hits. I forgot their armor class. Well, it's 13 on the die, so that hits. So, I eat this.
Being able to unlink the cannons is deadly.
Oh, I did that one. The shotgun is 4d12. Not 4d10. That's why I rolled last. 7 plus 6, that's 4, that's 10, plus 13, so that's 23, plus 6, that's 29, second one, that's 1, I love that, that's Oh, yeah, that's a 6. 8 plus 6. Nigga. 8 plus 6. 17 plus 6. It's 20 something. I think they're dead. Like, combined total, that's 40 something again.
Okay, as you fire the second shot, the clouds of steam coming out are so thick you can't see through it. Additionally, since you're right in the thick of it, and so is Tara, both of you guys notice the steam coming at you is ice cold.
Ice cold.
Like it is
ice cold.
It is freezing cold as it's coming out.
I'm gonna pull out the beam sniper.
Okay. So do you proceed in, like into this tunnel?
Is that what we're doing? We going in there? We going in there?
I'm all for going.
You turning it down? What would you turn it down for? Let's creep in there.
Okay. So, as you go in, you're noticing a lot of sort of Zaku suits laid against the wall that have been stripped of parts, that have been damaged in one way or another.
Push one, will it domino?
Well, no, they're ripped apart.
Oh, okay.
You're also noticing sort of makeshift barracks in and around them.
Okay.
But the steam, which you're having to use thermal to even see through...
Which wouldn't work because it's cold.
Right, but you're able to see, like, the structure in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're continuing through it, you sort of approach kind of a door, and you start feeling the whole building shake. Not the building, but the mine itself sort of shake and shudder.
Want to take care of this with beam swords?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tara slides both beam swords in, like Qui-Gon Jinn.
Shotgun ready. Peeking through where the hole's gonna be.
And as the door opens up, you see a big blast of that steam come out, but you can also see a flame past all of it, sort of going up through the top of the diamond mine.
Alright, time to be risky. I switch to the sniper rifle, and I step in, and I shoot up at the engines. It's like time to be a little risky about
so
this.
You are going to receive some damage.
Yes, I expect as much. And then I will, as quickly as possible, get back out of that room, because I ain't trying to melt the bolt soon.
So take 21.
I will attempt to call out to prepare to the Albion to prepare to take shots at the ship. If that is possible.
Okay. So you're trying to radio the Albion, but you're not hearing anything back, but just like...
Because he's too far, it is impossible to, like, laser communication.
We're in a structure, probably not.
Yeah. But you sort of feel the shuddering stop. And the steam coming off stops as well. And you can sort of see that the room you had looked into just has a huge shaft going down into the ground. It looks like this diamond mine had been keeping possibly an intercontinental ballistic missile of some type, but it's been retrofitted for clearly some sort of ship.
Can I make my sense?
So by the time you look out, it's starting to curve away to where when you look up, you're not seeing it.
Oh, all that. Nothing.
So I'm going to go ahead and say that you guys are able to get out of the cave and contact back the Albion. The Albion sort of explains back, like, we've been being fired at by those flak cannons. We haven't been able to take a shot. It's out of range.
Oh, let's go take care of these flak cannons. Shit.
So they've got the flak cannons. So you guys are inside the space base. Sort of this remains of a diamond mine.
The space base.
Whatever it is.
On Earth.
So it's a diamond mine that's been retrofitted to launch a space shuttle. You guys can go ahead and inspect the facility. We still got, 5-10 minutes, so... we should be just fine on time, because this is the last, paragraph. Because this sort of sets up sort of what we're wanting to do for the next episode. So you guys can get out of your mobile suits and search if you'd like.
Yeah. Okay. 19 plus...
Search check would be based on...
It would be an investigation check.
Okay. So 21.
The fuck did you just send me? What is this?
Resin.
more 40k stuff.
I don't know what it is.
It's a Ryzen 4 4K stuff.
I'll smack you with my dick. While it is erect.
Okay, so each of you guys kind of hop out of your suit. You pull the rifle out from under your suit. You put your helmet on, whole thing to make sure.
What you're talking about? Mr. Ace of Spades is dual wielding rifles.
So,
what you know about that?
It looks like there are a lot of former Xeon soldiers in here, but it looks like a lot of.
I got a 15.
Okay. You guys all rolled really well.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I was saying, like, because I think you said you were good, like a 17?
21.
Okay, way better. Did you have the 17 then?
I had a 15.
Okay, that's probably what I was getting at. So you guys kind of look around. There is a lot of Xeon soldiers who were left here, who a few of them died of exposure to the liquid oxygen, liquid hydrogen that they just pumped out of the rocket. They died of heat exposure and cold exposure. That's fun.
It's so hot. What do you mean? Like, they're so cold.
They got icy hotted to death.
Hey, that sounds like a horrible.
So what you're saying is Shaq's been around.
Yeah.
He's the power of icy.
A lot of them also look like they were shot sort of last minute.
Oh, okay, so a lot of them are alive.
So you do find a radio communications room, which is sort of like way tucked back in a corner, and there are three soldiers still in there. As you kind of get to the door with guns drawn, they're like, okay, proceed to the Garden of Thorns. We'll have... what's his name? We'll have Delaz meet you there once we're able to establish communications.
Tara, do the honors.
Throw a grenade?
Yeah.
All right.
I creep open the door.
She just tosses it.
And you hear like,
in.
Yeet!
I close and hold the door.
All the glass shatters out. So you killed them, but you are able to sort of search through some papers that are blown around the room. And based on them saying Garden of Thorns, you sort of overheard them say, head to the Garden of Thorns. We'll have Delaz meet up with you when we get there.
I feel like since my job's been hunting Xenon Brothers, I've probably heard about it.
Right.
Probably never been there.
Garden of Thorns is the Xeon name for the former colony Side 4. So Thunderbolt, the Xeon name for
it
is the Garden of Thorns.
Yeah, they built a shipyard in there, and the Federation couldn't fucking find it.
Yep. Their goal is to head to the Garden of Thorns, and then from there to the moon. So you guys kind of take that information, head back to the Albion.
Not that it means anything, but also we don't know it's at Side 4.
Right, but you basically hear that they're going to head to Side 4.
Yeah.
They said someone named Delaz. You guys can roll an investigation or a knowledge check to see if you recognize the name Delaz.
Knowledge check would be... history check.
Yeah.
Would Viper get an advantage for that?
You guys will have a plus one advantage.
I got
13.
14.
4, 10.
Okay. You have the highest, and you sort of vaguely recognize the name. You know it was like a Xeon commander's name.
That was
but
bad.
It's no. You ask Bask.
I'll ask Goggles here.
Yeah. You sort of like, Bask, who the fuck's Delaz? And he sort of laughs. He's like,
I shoot him. Like, I know. Are you laughing at me, bitch?
He's sort of just like, the Viper, it will make sense eventually. And as you kind of get into the ship, Bask sort of hand waves it away to you.
Alright.
The rest of you, though...
I'm going to get clean because I was just walking around with blood on my face.
Yeah, so the rest of you sort of make your way to the bridge. You explain everything to Synapse. And Synapse says, so we need to get you at least to the moon. We need to get you
to the moon.
Off of the Earth. Well, the problem with that is we weren't expecting to launch the Albion into space until the end of the month when they're doing the naval review. So there's not a lot of launch vehicles on Earth that can launch the Albion. If you remember, when you launched off the Earth during the war, they had to have what they called a Sea Dragon rocket. Basically, they floated the ship out into the water and launched from there. On a giant rocket that attached to the underside of the Pegasus class.
I'm sure they've got one at Jaburo.
Well, that's the problem. They don't.
Hmm.
There's only two facilities on Earth that would have one right now. And they're not in great places. One is located at a former EFSF launch base in the Florida archipelago. But that area right now is hotly contested due to a conflict because the USNA and part of the Southern American Republic are wanting to secede from the Federation.
Of course Florida wants to secede.
No, no, the whole, or like all of what the former United States is.
Of course Texas wants to secede.
All
of course California wants to secede.
Yeah, the whole
California's thing. Never said that, which blows my mind.
I mean, they're going to secede.
So, both the North and the South of America are trying to secede from the Federation.
They're going to secede all
So, access to that spaceport is a key part of the EFFF control of the territory, and there have been frequent mobile suit battles there. The other location is in central Eurasia, at a Kazakhstani space launch facility. However, that area, too, has been having issues with rebel groups wanting to leave the Federation. They have fewer mobile suits, but they have a lot of leftover weapons from the Russo-Kievan War.
What about Antarctica?
There's...
That's where the Alex was shipped out, right?
Well, yes, but we don't have any launcher there. That could launch a single mobile suit, but we need to launch the Albion.
Where's my ship? Bast, where's my ship?
Your ship is on side two. So, we can either go to Florida and fight our way through American and Federation sort of ground war.
Sure, let's go to American Jurassic Park.
Or we can go to Kazakhstan and fight our way through Kievan rebel groups.
Look, man.
I'd rather try my luck with the rebel groups.
Yeah.
Florida.
Florida, you got Florida man.
Your options are Florida or the
Florida
Ukraine.
Florida man's out to get us, gal.
I'd rather not try my luck with Florida.
So, you think Florida man and GM is a problem?
Listen, if you think Florida's bad, think about like what is it? Think of Florida with mechs.
It's also not Florida, it's the Florida archipelago, because Florida's fucked. Remember, this is a post-hyper climate change world. Like, most of the
Florida's dried up, man. Yeah. There's no more swamps.
It's just, like, it's an archipelago. It's just islands.
Why couldn't we just fucking go to Louisiana?
Because there's no launcher big enough there. So we
man,
got...
I was hoping my ship would be nearby, because then we could just launch in a capsule, and then the ship could pick us up.
Yep.
But nah.
Okay, so... What
we'll
are we choosing?
We'll put a vote to it and we'll talk to you later. But Carrie has to go.
Oh, we're calling it?
Yeah.
We will discuss this over chat, and everybody who's listening to this
will never
figure out which we chose on the next episode of Mobile Suit Gundam Redux Memories.
Dragon Ball Z.
Redux
Memories ZGT.
Speaking of.
Mobile Suit Gundam Redux is piloted by Joey as Jun Chung, Terry as Barnaby Vulcan Cooper, Chase as Philippe Viper Adonazio, and Chandra as Terra Stormrider. Mobile Suit Gundam Redux is supported by listeners like you. To support what we're doing here, please go to patreon.com/mobilesuitgundamredux. Thank you. We will see you next time on Mobile Suit Gundam Redux Memories.